Most baby boomers say they plan to keep working past conventional retirement age. But to do that, they have to get hired first. New research shows that can be harder when you're older. NPR's Ina Jaffe covers aging, and she joins us now from our studios at NPR West. Hi, Ina.
Hi.
Okay, new research. What does it say about older people looking for jobs?
It says that age discrimination is a real problem. The researchers sent out 40,000 fake resumes for thousands of real jobs. The resumes were identical, except for age. This is a lead author of the study, David Newmark, an economics professor at the University of California, Irvine.
The callback rate, which means the rate by which employers contact us and say, we'd like to interview you, drops from young applicants to middle-aged applicants and drops further from middle-aged applicants to older applicants.
Okay, so Ina, is this legal?
Well, you can't come right out and say people over 40 need not apply. There's a law against that. It's called the Age Discrimination in Employment Act, and it's been around for 50 years.
Well, doesn't that protect older people who are looking for jobs?
Well, some think it does, but employers sometimes screen for age without calling it that. For example, one company said that ideal candidates for regional sales jobs would be just 2 to 3 years out of college, and that applicants with 8 to 10 years of experience should be avoided. These were confidential guidelines that tobacco company R.J. Reynolds gave to job recruiters. So out of about 1,000 people hired for these positions, only 19 were over the age of 40. You won't be surprised to learn that that resulted in a lawsuit.
So usually, if you don't get a job, you don't really ever get to know why. How was this information revealed?
One of the job recruiters turned whistleblower and gave the guidelines to attorneys who specialize in employment law. And they contacted the rejected job seekers. One of them was a Georgia man named Billy Carter. He told me he had no idea why he didn't get the Reynolds job until he got that letter from the lawyers.
It just made me mad because it wasn't only me, you know, as far as I'm concerned. I've been seeing all these other people, and I know that I could have been an asset to that company. It was very upsetting.
Rachel, I should mention that Billy Carter isn't a plaintiff in the lawsuit yet. He's one of a dozen people who have asked the court to join the suit. Right now, the only plaintiff is a man named Richard Villarreal.
Any response from R.J. Reynolds? What are they saying?
The company declined to comment because of the pending litigation. But in court documents, they don't deal with the charge of discrimination. Their argument is that Villarreal doesn't even have a right to sue, that he waited too long to take action, and that the relevant part of the age discrimination law protects people who have jobs, but not people looking for jobs.
How does that make sense legally? What have the courts said on this?
The courts have said a lot of different things. The case has been through one trial and two appeals. Reynolds won the latest round, but even the judges who sided with the company didn't agree on the law and filed three separate opinions. So Richard Villarreal is waiting to see if the Supreme Court will hear the case.
So this age discrimination law has been around for over 50 years, and there's still disagreement over who's protected and who's not?
There is. I mean, that's one of the reasons the AARP has filed a friend of the court brief supporting plaintiff Villarreal. So has a bunch of labor economists, including researcher David Newmark, whom we heard from earlier. Also, there's a bipartisan group of senators who have introduced a bill to clarify the law. But, Rachel, you know, whatever happens in Congress or in the courts, discrimination against older workers is going to remain a big issue because people are living longer now. And they want and need to work longer, too.
NPR's Ina Jaffe. Thanks so much, Ina.
Oh, you're welcome.